up days.
Never.
I turned a couple of them out on that you ever fuck with like Molly and shit.
Yeah.
That used to be my shit. I had this chick come from Ohio and come down here. End up taking her back to the hotel and slayed her ass. But before that, I'm in the bar with her. I swear I ordered like 30 shots, bro. I've been just steady drinking them shit.
Nigga, you finna be a drinking ass nigga off of Molly, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink a whole fifth of hand to yourself.
Shit was crazy because I ain't even know her for more than a day. I think I met her that night at a party and then the next day, straight to the club.
Wow.
Just was fucking with the vibe.
Yeah, we definitely turned up off the Molly's, man. But then that shit started getting weird for me. I was like, you know what? Let me chill. Only reason I was popping because that's how hard my niggas was kicking it. Every fucking night down there, like, nigga, it was always something cracking in Atlanta.
Oh, you stay in Atlanta too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really, Gwinnett County. In North Atlanta.
You was out there with the Migos and the
Asians and the Koreans and shit. It was pretty decent though. It was quiet for the most part. You had a couple little fuck niggas out there breaking their cars and shit, not taking shit. But for the most part, it was peaceful. And it was just cracking. My niggas had the spot, the studio, selling weed, all that shit, man. We was kicking it. Recording like a motherfucker. And then we started doing shows and shit. Like, I say that if we fucked up anywhere, we just didn't have that shit together as far as being consistent. Consistent and persistent. Consistent in the sense where every week we do the same shit, you know what I'm saying, to build off of last week, and you know what I'm saying, capitalize off of the success for the future. Everybody had their own life, everybody had shit going on, and whatever was really trying to bust moves, it was like it wasn't as easy to pull 4 or 5 different niggas together and had them commit to seeing this vision come through, because once again, niggas got their own shit going on. Niggas got ties and shit, all type of shit.
So, I mean, y'all had like some Wu-Tang type shit going on where it was a whole collective where everybody was in one group together.
It was, I'm gonna say, like a Wu-Tang collective, so to speak, because we had the type of environment where my homie, the producer, so at will, he just go in the studio with his motherfucking self, make a beat, formulate the song in his head, and within 15 to 20 minutes, he done made some dope ass shit. Like, I see this nigga do this shit countless times.
That's the homeboy you still be keeping in contact with?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nigga, I didn't start this. The nigga did it on the phone yesterday. The other day he did that shit. While I was showing him some shit that I had made. You know what I'm saying? But
you tell me about homeboy being
a... Oh, yeah. So it'll be niggas that'll come through that he knew from, because he was from Columbus, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? It'd be niggas that'll come through, and niggas either know how to play the guitar, know how to play the drums, know how to sing, rap code as fuck. I remember, it's this one dude that came through that stand out to this day to me. Like, that nigga fucked me up. Nigga just got out of prison. He had just got through from recording this shit. He came through and shit with not my nigga, but my nigga neighbor nigga. Okay. My nigga neighbor nigga just got out. So he brought, the neighbor was cool as fuck from Louisiana, cool as a bitch. We chop it up. He popping beans with us and shit. No cap. Like, that was my nigga. Shout out to the neighbor. What's happening with your neighbor? You know, that's all you say all the time. What's happening, neighbor? But he brought Buddy through one day and he got this. He got to playing his music. Like, it was already recorded, mixed down, mastered. Every song this nigga spit, he took off. Every song. I got my rap book in my hand. Like, before he came, we trying to formulate some shit. And then this nigga just come through spitting that shit. I'm like, wow. Wow.
He had the accent and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That's one thing I like about the niggas from Louisiana with the accent and that slang. They be just like BG.
That's my nigga, bro. Chopper City, nigga. Shout out to Chopper City, bro. Real shit. I had a deep appreciation for the early trap music. Like you said, the Bee Gees, the 8 Bars, MJG's.
Can't forget the GK.
Of course, course, UGK's, Mr. Biggs, Adele, Pastor Troy's. Speaking of Pastor Troy, you know what? I'm gonna start the show, and then we're gonna get into Pastor Troy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Player Shan Radio. I am King Nez, and this is the Sour Power Hour. But I got my homie from the work with me, you know what I'm talking about? I got my, we gotta give you a nickname, fam.
Let's call me Big Stan.
I got the homie Big Stan on deck.
Yes.
Last time this nigga came through, T-Dez got slapped off the bottle and emotional and all type of shit. I showed up to work next day. He looked at me like, you all right, bro? You good?
Hey, it was love, though. That's
it,
why
was love like a motherfucker, bro. Like, real shit.
That's
nigga.
Why I had to call the check on you, man. Make sure you was good. Cause good, man.
I ain't used to nobody checking on me. But yeah. Let me get back to Pastor Troy.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tie Pastor Troy into this coronavirus situation because it's getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thinking about vice versa. You know what I'm saying? They say, what if heaven was hell and vice versa, that type of shit. We living in a pivotal time where it's people out here that walk around with a negative attitude and think that shit cool. How you treat people matters. It's people out here that think the total opposite of that, though, so to speak. We were just talking about this before I started recording. Like, my wife just had a situation with some of her elderly friends. You know what I'm saying? Where one of them was, like, kind of mean and rude and, you know what I'm saying? Sending shots, talking shit on the sneak. Yes, buddy. Just very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And I bet the lady that she be doing that to, she's a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? She cool. Regardless if I met her or not, though, I feel like it ain't really no excuse on how you treat people. If you a dickhead and you act like that towards people, especially at work, like, in my eyes, you trying to get niggas fired, bro. It's plenty dickheads at work. I thought Paul was gonna be a dickhead to you too, bro, the other day, bro. Like, I think he kept asking you for something, and he was like, no, it's not there, woo-woo. And okay. And he'll come right back, like, I don't see it. Da-da-da. He's like, dude, well, I don't know.
I had a minute there where I was like, a little mad at him. Like, we just not talking about people just being mean for no reason and shit. What I realized about that dude, sometimes with people like that, you just gotta show them love. That's all they be. They just want attention.
Mm-hmm.
He probably go home every night. He kind of lonely. He probably don't have nobody to talk to.
He just lost his sister.
Exactly.
And he
going can't get that shit out. Right. That ain't no excuse to say, I'm gonna come to work and be a dick in my whole. But at the same time, if you going through something, sometimes that's all you need. Somebody to talk to you, try to keep you straight when you already going through some shit.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Paul, and for me, like, I heard rumors about Paul, like, as far as him being like that, but he ain't never been like that towards me. Like, he the type where he'll pull me to the side just to talk shit about that, Daryl. He going in on that nigga, too. Like, did he really have to be such a fucking dick to me? Get a guy a fucking break, you know? I mean, I just fucking got off of my sister just fucking died. He be spaz like this fucking asshole. Like, damn, I feel you, bro.
I'd have told him, though. That level of stress in yourself, that's not good for you. That's just gonna keep killing one day. All that stress and Daryl and what's my man name that used to be the lead man? Larry. He couldn't stand it.
Larry didn't want to be in that position. Larry kept it a buck with me one day. In between him being on fuck shit, he kept it a cool, clean buck with me. Like, I just want to go back to just having to clock in and clock out, man. Do my job and go home, man. Fuck this lead shit. It's stressful if you don't want it. Because the same way he was talking that shit, then I look at the homie Dan. the white boy down line and shit with the beard and shit. He the lead down there. Like, he, even though they might got a big ass workload, I don't never see this man bust a sweat. I don't never see this man yelling or frustrated. He ain't never pulled me to the side to talk shit about somebody or, you know what I'm saying, let his frustrations, like, he don't never be on that shit. Like, he always got a smile. If I needed help, the nigga was right there, and he'll show me how to do it, so the next time I get in a situation, I know exactly what the fuck to do. And even if I forgot a step, he's still right down the motherfucking stairs waiting on me if he need me. That's the type of shit that I be fucking with when I'm at work.
I say Larry had one element I feel like is important in that shit, and that's being able to keep a cool head and be calm. But he wasn't organized.
Bro.
He wasn't organized at all. This motherfucker used to just let shit go how it go, and that's why he used to be stressed out, because it's so much shit. If you ain't organized, this shit gonna pile up and turn into a workload on your head.
That's true.
What you gonna do?
That's true. I mean, for the most part, and don't get me wrong, I've been finding the flaws in our workflow, as far as how they trying to tackle JVS on our end. And it's like, how y'all got me coming in to do this simple ass shit right here versus just coming in and tackling the JVS? So by the time lunchtime roll around, I'm just installing shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just one side. Y'all want me to leave at 2:30, 3 in the morning? All right, I'm going to get both sides. No. It get weird, bro. Like, I get frustrated, but then I be catching myself. Like, here we go. Like, I know it's frustrating because, matter of fact, tonight, perfect example. Only reason I left at the time I left tonight was because that nigga Jock turned down the job. And I know he turned the job down because I came upstairs with the duff plates and shit, getting ready to do the job. He was like, I told that motherfucker, I ain't doing that shit. I'm going home. And I got the nut plates in my hand, like, oh, so I'm the sucker.
I seen you was taking off to do that, so that's what you said.
You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to call up on the JVS, bro. I just cleaned up some shit, put two jobs on the board. I was going to go down line, take this little extra ceiling off, and put them two jobs on the board. Like, bro, I was trying to get it in, but buddy be really stepping on my toes. That's why he said it was his last day there or whatever. He was like, some of you might care. Bro, I really don't care.
I don't give a fuck. And I mean, I continued my conversation and I was talking to you about something we was talking about. I seen him over there, he was looking at me crazy. I don't care.
Bro!
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Like, so anyway, yeah, man, fuck this nigga, man. This nigga ain't talking about shit. Look at his shirt, man.
Yeah,
fuck that nigga.
Talking about something on the internet we was about to do, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, man. My life,
bro. I already had, like, what, 4 managers? They was actually kind of nice. It was 3. It was actually kind of nice. You was a dick. You intentionally being like,
real shit.
I don't even enjoy it.
It's like, once you came, everything started going downhill. Every time motherfuckers bring issues to you, you know what I'm saying? You do the opposite, or some vice versa ass shit. In orientation, they said that if we got an issue or we don't know or we don't feel comfortable, say something. But then when we say something, my nigga told me straight up, like, stop being a baby. Bro, when he said that shit, bro, my mama, he said that shit, bro. I looked at him like, sir, first off, I'm acting like a baby because you told me I got 12 pickups that has to be completed tonight. I ain't never did a pickup, nor have I been trained in doing pickups. I don't even know how to fill out the paperwork on the computer when picking up the pickup. Like, I'm telling you this, like, I don't know how to do this shit. And you looking at me like, well, you got to do it. Like, you bogus, bro. Like, how dare you?
I mean, did he take the time to say, okay, well, you got to do it. Let me show you how to do it.
Bro.
Nah, he probably never took that approach.
I had to wait the next day till Rob came through. He just happened to come to work finally. We got that whole situation resolved in less than 2 hours, bro. He's like, this is supposed to be this. The ERM says it's that, and you're not supposed to paint it with the yellow primer. You're supposed to paint it with the ceiling primer. And woo-woo-woo, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, shit, that's what it's saying. He was like, matter of fact, go look at every barrel, and if it has this type of primer on there, then that's a problem. All of them had that type of primer. I'm like, yeah, it's a problem, bro. Like, yeah, this nigga don't know what the fuck he talking about. This is what the ERM say, but this is what the fuck they talking about. Like, what's really going on? So, like I said, we got that shit situated, man. But it's just been because they got me doing shit that ain't got nothing to do with the JVS. We still be still behind. Niggas still working down line.
Buddy, it's prejudice as fuck. I hope you know that. And I mean, I know you know that, but I hope you like really, before you let him ever stress you out, just think of that in the back of your mind. Before he even come to me with bullshit, the first thing I say is, nigga, it's all racist, motherfucker. I know your agenda, I know what type of shit you on, so before you even step to me, I already know that.
On behalf of all of the black people that work there, I had no choice but to spaz on this nigga. Matter of fact, this was on my birthday. Dog, right before my birthday, like October, like right towards Halloween, I've been requested my vacation time, all of that shit. These motherfuckers still got me on the board to do this and do that. Like, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, yeah. I'm stewing like, yo, this is my job. I get there, I work, and then he pulled me to the side like, so yeah, we gotta do this tomorrow, we gotta do that. I'm like, dude, I'm not supposed to be here tomorrow. He was like, huh, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm not supposed to be, remember, yeah, I'm like, I ain't supposed to be here tomorrow, bro. Like, I already requested my time off, and it's like, you keep trying to have me come in and do these jobs. Like, bro, I'm not coming in tomorrow. He was like, just come in my office. Like, we gonna have to go to your office right now. We go to his office. He was like, now what's going on? I'm like, man, I don't like how I'm being treated over here. I requested my time off. My birthday finna come up. I forgot. I didn't know. Why didn't you tell me? Like, I text you and I told you. I ain't used to having to remind my manager or something where when I message you, you know what I'm saying? I thought you was on top of your shit. You know what I'm saying? When you text me, I'm either doing the job or I'm texting you back, okay, I'm about to do the job. But it ain't no love with you. It's like you kind of making me feel sabotaged and shit like that.
I mean,
I told my homie Mark about what was going on. After, from that point on, the bullshit started accumulating. How they was training me with the jobs, all of that shit. It was just trash. I told my nigga Mark about that shit. He was like, bro, go to HR. Even if you ain't in trouble, go to HR just to protect your own ass. Because from what you saying, I done seen it too. Listen to what I'm saying. Go to HR, protect your ass, and you good. I waited about a week. This was like a couple weeks ago. I waited about a week. And then we start getting the pickups. But they ain't having me on the pickup. They got me doing bullshit ass jobs, and then doing the pickups. Make no sense. I call HR on that nigga like, yo, I don't like the environment I'm in. I don't feel comfortable. I feel like it's a total 360 of where I just came from, which was 295. My old manager told me I was only coming over there to do edge protection. And since I've been in this cell, I've been doing everything but edge protection. You know what I'm saying? And when I finally do get to do edge protection, the way they got me doing it, we behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, people either taking the clamps off too early and not putting them back on, and the parts is separating from the barrel, and I'm catching process violations and write-ups because of some shit that I ain't know what I was doing, and I told my manager I ain't know what I was doing. No, I'm stressed. And it's making me, like, second guess who I am, who my identity is at this job. I was going in. She was like, well, okay. He recorded all of that shit, and like shit, a couple days ago, he was like, yeah, so it's my last day up here.
It's a wrap for buddy, man. It's a wrap. And he been through that for a while. I told you. Remember that day I told you he called my contract out, basically with some bullshit. He sent the word through HR.
Nigga.
He sent the word through HR claiming they was gonna let me go. You know, our situation a little bit different than my contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have to let me go if I fail another certification.
Yeah.
He was still trying to get me to go over there and take it, but he was mistaken the whole time. If I had followed him up and went over there and took that shit again, they would have fired me. He was trying to get me to go over there. I wasn't posted, but you barely supposed to go back to
me. Mm.
He still ain't sent us back. Several people need that cert. And he did it in an asshole way because we still had time. He just went ahead and deserted us. So right now I ain't got nothing.
That's some fuck shit. That is some fuck ass shit.
And the motherfucker called my contract house They said that I had a no call, no show for 4 days in a row when I was sick and had the flu. And Buddy called and told them that I had to talk to my manager, my contract officer, and let them know that this dude is having several issues at the job right now, and I don't think he's going to be in a good situation for him. It's not going well for him. And the contract house ain't, been a contractor, right? They're not as engaged with you as like HR with me. So they ain't giving me no big issue about the shit. They just letting me know and relaying the message.
Right.
And what I realized is this dude been doing this type of shit to a lot of different people. Like, you ain't the only black man receiving this kind of energy from this guy. Like, you remember I was doing the doors?
Mm-hmm.
You know why I stopped doing that, right?
Why?
Because when he came in there, this is during that time period, I don't know what was going on with Jock. But Jock was not coming to work at all.
I remember that shit.
And nigga, it's just me. This nigga showed me this shit one time. He showed me how to do everything one time, and I picked it up. But I'm not going to be fast because I just started this shit. I got to...
Let me take my motherfucker... Get off my dick, please.
But this during the time period where Jock ain't coming to work. So they just sending them doors to me. I got them shits piling up, several of them down the line.
But, hey, on my mama, hey. I'll be here on Saturday.
I just started. Yeah, exactly.
Pressure.
I think what I was there like.
Now that's pressure.
Like three, I want to say 3-4 months at a time.
That's
pressure. Yeah, for real. And no, it was longer than that because he came when. I don't remember when he came.
When I came.
Nah,
he came.
What
that nigga came probably towards, I want to say that, a little bit after November. He came like November in the fall around that time. Because old Mexican dude was there still. Wait. No. He came there probably like in the end of summer, like around that time.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because that's when I started. I started in June
or some
shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't even been there that long yet. He already trying to pile this shit. This motherfucker is hell, and I don't feel bad for him at all. Fuck him. I wish him no success in life, because I know what type of dude he is. He's racist. I don't stay up here, but I work in a place where a white dude ran up in the church and killed a bunch of black people. So, I mean, why would that surprise me?
That nigga scared of me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I be looking dead in his eye when I'm talking to him. Listen, I ain't gonna be able to do that and that, and you want me to do this. Like, which one do you want? All right, let's just do this. Is that fine? Please.
Bro, I don't even talk to him much. I just ignore what he be saying. Like, this motherfucker be telling me shit now, I'll halfway listen to him.
And you know what, bro? Not to throw him under the bus, bro, but the other day when he was talking, when Savco got up from talking, Jason, he was talking about the new manager. Like, yeah, y'all might be happy that he leaving, but the new dude, what y'all be doing, y'all gonna get cams. And when he said it, he looked at me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, the new one that come actually be about that business and be on top of shit and make sure we got what the fuck we need and our shit ain't coming up missing.
You said that to him?
That's what I feel right now.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, you ain't hear what he said that shit about the new manager coming?
I heard when he said it. I thought you approached
him. But to myself.
That. Okay,
no, because I was finna holler at him today. I really was finna holler at him today. And I don't know. Fuck you, hoe ass nigga. Like, hey, bro, like, I just kind of noticed a trend and pattern. Like, whenever I come in, you know, I'm doing nut plates versus tackling this JVS and doing installs and all of this edge protection, just piling up. And if I don't take the initiative to do this or do that, it ain't gonna get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't on my work schedule. Like, these nut plates gotta get done. Jock just showed me today that the only reason I do them fucking nut plates is because he don't. That's the type of shit. So it was like, in a way, it was kind of good that Jason didn't come to work today. I was finna be on some smooth shit. Like, bro, the whole basis of what I'm saying is, like, I'm willing to step up, like you said. Like, if we need help, or somebody said they need help, like, or even offer help, like, you need some help, like, that shit go a long way. I see it go a long way. You know, like, I ain't no fool. Like, it's a reason why y'all got my schedule set up like that. And the nigga leaving out of there at 1:30, damn near 2 o'clock. Like, and it's cool, because my check finna be stupid as fuck, and I'm really not tripping. But the fact that I'm in that type of environment, bro, where... And he a cool nigga. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I fuck with him. That's why I'm like, that's why I felt compelled. Like, it was on my heart last night before I went to sleep. Like, I don't want to pull Buddy to the side to chop it up with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully if it is any type of friction or static, low-key, because we at work, niggas can't speak how they want to speak, like how we is right now. Like, if my nigga was here, I'd chop it up hard as a bitch with my nigga, like, real shit. But it's like, it's only so much you can say when you at work. Like, my check come first. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
be real with you. I don't even want to conversate with that nigga like that.
I ain't gonna even say conversate with the nigga. Just, bro, stop fucking me on these jobs, my nigga. Like, I don't like leaving that damn near 2 o'clock in the morning, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck about Cam catching the cam, bro. I challenge you, Cam, my nigga. I ain't signing shit, and I'm gonna report it, nigga. I'm gonna tell him why I did what I did. The fuck you talking about? Like, y'all do. It seem like it's just a petty ass environment, bro. Like, what the fuck?
A lot of that shit.
Them niggas that's been there for the longest type shit. Them the ring leaders type shit.
That shit. A lot of that shit that go on in there is childish.
But that's neither here nor there.
And it's all good. And sometimes I feed into it. I ain't gonna see it.
And that's neither here nor there. We ain't even supposed to be talking about that. Like, I don't know how we got on work, but yeah, that's how stress work be. But anywho, this coronavirus bullshit. The main reason it ain't really affecting me, word on the street is that the Negroes can't catch it.
That's wild, right?
So that's what we heard. And whenever y'all doing the cover stories, like, it's always somebody elderly and white, or somebody white, or... There's been a couple black people y'all said got it.
I haven't seen any black people, like, any report. Like,
ain't Govert, the dude in NBA black? Who? The dude in NBA.
Oh, yeah, made him... What are they doing with the NBA right now?
They shut that shit down, bro. They shut down everything, bro. They shut down the Major League Baseball. They shut down hockey. Nigga, they shut down FIFA. Fuck you. No. Not in America.
Is this the first time this is happening in America?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Bro, all of this shit that's happening totally just caught America off guard. Like, she don't know what to do right now. It's like, you see it happen in another country. How do you handle it in this country? You would think that we'd be prepared. We got all of the Germex, all of the hand sanitizer, all of the face masks. We got everything we need on deck. Wrong. Our president, we know how he get down. We know what type of nigga he is. He don't give a fuck about this coronavirus shit. They been exposing the fuck out the president. Handling this corona shit to the point where they show how he act before he did his interview. I mean, not his interview, but his address to the nation. Like, he a whole nother motherfucker, bro. Like, he a character. Like, when they say action, it's action. When they, like, be clear, okay. Like, he a whole nother nigga, bro. Like, dead ass, bro. Like, a whole nother nigga, bro. Like, we got one of them type of presidents. Like, he telling us whatever the fuck we want to hear. And because of that, stock market fell, but then it rose back up. And everybody panicking, buying extra shit they don't fucking need. Motherfuckers going crazy over toilet paper versus making sure their immune system stay strong.
Yeah,
basic. It's like basic shit.
Why would you go to the store and buy like 400 rolls of toilet paper? For what? Why? Like, doomsday, nigga, that's gonna be the last thing you worrying about.
White people, y'all basically saying that y'all got dookie booties.
What?
Dead ass, bro. Like, it's really like, I mean, we straight over here, like, I'm boo-boo the same way, even if it is coronavirus or not. Like, it ain't no, I gotta fill a closet. If I had to do anything to be prepared, nigga, I'm finna get plenty beans and rice.
Yeah, there
nigga.
You go.
Plenty beans. I'm gonna get the Mexican bags too, them big ass.